CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The new Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, rode along with federal immigration agents and posted video as they staged raids on undocumented immigrants suspected of criminal activity in New York City. CBS New York's Christina Phan says they made at least one arrest.
You can see law enforcement officers carrying out the enforcement operation at an undisclosed location. We're told the suspect, now in custody, whom the DEA blurred in these photos, is facing charges of kidnapping, assault, and burglary.
The Trump administration has just ordered a pause on federal grants and loans. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House appears to be calling on all agencies to impose a spending freeze on federal assistance by 5 p.m. today.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Because there weren't a lot of details, organizations ranging from those focused on medical research to food assistance to funding suicide hotlines have now been thrown into turmoil, trying to gauge whether or not they will be impacted.
Michigan Senator Gary Peters, who led the Democrat Senate campaign efforts over the last two election cycles, has made a surprise announcement. He will not seek re-election. After losing the presidential race, it forces Democrats to defend a critical seat in the GOP-controlled Senate without the advantage of an incumbent. One name being bandied about, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. CBS's Jim Krasula now with an update on a financial settlement and a disastrous train derailment in eastern Ohio.
The Village of East Palestine and the Norfolk Southern Railroad have announced a $22 million agreement to settle all of the village's financial claims from a 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. The railroad has already paid the town more than $13 million to clean up toxic soil that resulted from the accident.
Tech stocks slightly higher a day after China's artificial intelligence startup turned Wall Street upside down, disrupting America's plans for AI dominance. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
DeepSeek is saying that this costs less than $6 million to make. You compare that to $100 million to $1 billion for the comparable U.S. models. And it's also more energy efficient. It used just about 2,000 chips versus tens of thousands.
NASDAQ up right now more than 1%. Strong profits and record profit sharing at GM. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
GM's bottom line was impacted by big costs in China, but profit sharing is based on North American earnings. And Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson says that means checks of up to $14,500.
When we deliver results like these, everybody wins, including our employees.
The S&P now down too.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant isn't the only place for Microsoft in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It's at I-94 and 142. They plan on putting up four buildings there to house a data center. It'll be a wind advisory today with winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts again up to 50. For the second day, the National Weather Service is warning about flying debris and fallen tree limbs during the advisory. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who brought fake guns to Roosevelt Elementary has been sentenced to a year in juvenile detention. The judge ordered the teen to participate in the Racine County Rise Up program after causing a lockdown last November. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is warning about ice dangers after multiple rescues over the past weekend. Vehicles went through ice on Browns Lake and Wind Lake. That led to multiple rescues. We'll have more on the windy warm-up coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams rankings slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away needed by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Baby, don't let the bed bugs bite. Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice? On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Boys basketball tonight, Lutheran and St. Catharines. Pregame starts at 6:30. You can hear it all, including the game, starting at 7. That's when the tip-off is, here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you
all this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
timeless hits, WRJN. How did that Coca-Cola jingle go? It's the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Marvin, Tammy, WRJN.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't move me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and free tickets to see Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. Part of my interview with Peter that I did recently is coming up in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Pay attention to it, because later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you a question about it. And if you know the correct answer, you'll win tickets to the concert association along with Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. And that concert February 28th, Genesee Theater in Waukegan. But first, let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be other ways to honor Laurel Clark. That's what Racine Unified leaders are saying after deciding to keep Red Apple, Red Apple. The plan to rename the school after the local hero astronaut officially went to rest last night after a school board vote. Red Apple will keep its name as it moves to a new location and expands to include middle school grades. Laurel Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who died in the 2003 Columbia Space Shuttle disaster. We've known a data center is coming to Kenosha. Now we know Microsoft is behind the effort. The tech company is already underway with a $3.3 billion effort in Racine County. The land bought by Microsoft in Kenosha is on the west side of the I at 142. The coroner in Lake County has some tough words for officials at a Waukegan hospital. Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock criticized Vista Medical Center and its parent company after the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus. She was found unresponsive on the hospital's roof last week and later died of hypothermia. Adolphus was admitted for alcohol rehab. She was discovered after being locked out on a second floor roof for nearly 7 hours. The coroner says there are serious safety concerns at the hospital, including the lack of door alarms. She's calling for immediate accountability and improved safety measures at the hospital. With temperatures on the rise, Racine County's sheriff is trying to throw attention to the ice danger. In one incident over the past weekend, two people fell through the ice on Browns Lake while riding a UTV. A few hours later, three people were rescued from Wind Lake after their UTV became submerged. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is urging people to exercise caution when going out onto frozen water. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Fill me up
Lewis, Jerry's son, managed by his mother. But that's another story for another time. You can count me in on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if I'm not first on your list, count me blue. Just be sure you count on me, and when the counting's through, count me madly in love with you.
Thank you.
Hits WRJN. I am thrilled to have on the phone with me Peter Noon, Herman of Hermits Hermits. How are you, Peter?
I'm fantastic, Dan, and you sound good. It's good to hear your voice again on the radio. Nice.
Thank you very much, dear. I'm having a great time here at WRJN. We play a lot of Hermits Hermits songs, and you're coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan Friday, February 28th, 7:30 showtime. I'll give ticket information out a little later on. Tell me in your own words, Peter Noon, why somebody should go to a Peter Noon show?
Well, you've been to a lot of shows, Dan. So what it is, I think, is, first of all, the music is really, really good.
Yes.
It stood the test of time. You know, There's a Kind of Harsh and Mrs. Brown, You've Got to Love Me, Daughter. They still fit in the world. And I think what happens is when I get on the stage, I relive my 17-year-old, 18-year-old years, the years when I had the hit records. And I think that is a pleasant feeling for the audience, that they remember a time when the music was fun and there was a, you know, there was a kind of light-hearted thing going on in the music business. All the songs are about romance, falling in love, falling out of love. Yeah. You know, there's no eve of destruction. There's no spiritual awakening. You know, it was just fun. People used to. All songs that I bought when I was a kid were about relationships. You know, with whoever you wanted it to be.
We're talking with Peter Noon, Genesee Theater. Waukegan, Friday, February 28th. Tickets still available. 7:30 showtime. GenesseeTheater.com. Peter, you got a rare interview with one of the all-time great superstars who didn't give out very many interviews. What was it like to interview Elvis?
Yeah, it's just a great moment.
What did you ask him? What do you ask Elvis when you're face-to-face with the guy?
Well, my sister had asked me to ask him, does he dye his hair? And most of my energy, you know, half of my brain was looking at his hair and wondering how I should or whether I should ask that question. And I just went to, when are you coming to England? And how come you made it without long hair? And he had a comeback line for everything. He was a pretty funny guy.
That's pretty funny. That's Peter Noon of Hermits Hermits, and his sister asked him to ask Elvis, does he dye his hair? The guy's got a million stories and personality plus, and you can win tickets to see him based on what you just heard from Kurt Volman. Listen, he comes on at 2:00 this afternoon. You can win tickets to see Peter Noon, Hermits Hermits, and the Association, February 28th, Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And good luck with that from WRJN.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine.
stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Friendly, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Yeah, Brandon used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandon does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandon walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandon, you're a fine girl.
Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, with one hit after another. That's a pun. Here's Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Thank you. since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
We'll be right back. good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Be while I do be, I'm a